And direct from the USA, Songs in the Key of Motown, touring Bendigo the 3rd of June. And joining me is lead singer, actor and group founder, Kushni Roberts. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going? This is Kush.
Nice to talk to you. So tell us about the performance coming up on the 3rd of June.
On the 3rd of June, we're going to be in Bendigo, Victoria, Australia. I'm talking to you from Las Vegas, our hometown. And boy, are we bringing a great show. I'm excited just talking about it. And we have a custom show that we bring down to Australia. We add in some songs that we came to realize were big hits down there that weren't as big in the U.S., as well as the hits that were just smashes all around the world. We have a great six-person cast, three guys and three ladies, and each one is a fabulous lead singer. And then we switch off and fall into the background, and the show is choreographed from the time we hit the stage till the time we leave the stage. You never know which person is going to be singing next. You never know which group is coming out or if both groups are coming out together. It's just a totally smooth sailing, high energy show that keeps everybody singing and jumping up out of the seats wanting to dance. We're doing the hit. The men are doing the hits of the Temps and the Tops and the Miracles. The ladies are doing the hits of the Supremes, the Vandellas, Aretha Franklin, and many more. And we are just so excited. We finished up putting the last touches on the show this week in rehearsals here in Vegas. And we're flying out the day after tomorrow. We'll be we'll start in Cannes. We end in Perth, and we're going to be hitting Bendigo smack dab in the middle of that run.
Now, you mentioned there about who's performing, and it's a who's who's lineup. So with something like this, how many hours a week do you rehearse? Is it several hours a day? How does it all work?
When we're getting ready for a show like this, in which we revamp a number of things to make it a customized show for you, we probably start, because we know most of the numbers in general, but once we reorder the show, we have a bunch of transitions, certain things we don't do when the guys and the girls are not performing together, because each group has their own show, and we don't do these shows together as often. So for the last 4 to 6 weeks, we've been getting together about 3 to 4 days a week for between 3 and 6 hours for each of those get-togethers.
I'm talking with Kushni Roberts this afternoon. Now, you're in Bendigo the 3rd of June at the Capitol Theatre. Now, the venue is magnificent, Kushni, but I'm just going to give you a little bit of advice. Bring your woolies. Bring your woolies. It's going to be cold.
We've been hearing that, and I've been watching the weather forecast, and I think it's going to be a little chilly when we get down there.
Now, Kushni, for those who might not be aware of your sound, and I'm putting you on the spot here, are you able to sing us a little bit of something that's going to be happening on the 3rd of June, just a wee bit?
Let me see if I can conjure up a tiny bit for you here. Let's see. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Well, I guess you'd say, what can make me feel this way? My girl, my girl, my girl, talking about my girl.
You know what? You are going to get the world famous round of applause.
That sounded like it was you, but I appreciate that, and I enjoy throwing that together. I'm glad I didn't go off key. I didn't stay in tempo because there's no music to fill in the gaps.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls listening at home and in the cars, you need to head out to the Capitol Theatre on the 3rd of June. You will get more of that magnificent performance from the team, all in the Songs of the Key of Motown. Kushni Roberts, thank you very much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you in Bendigo on the 3rd of June.
Thank you so much, Daniel Brewer. Thank you, Daniel.